from the CBS Bay Area studios. This is KPIX 5 News.
A mass shooting at Lake Merritt, injuring multiple people and killing one person. I'm Da Lin. Why some neighbors say it was avoidable and what police are doing today.
We just heard the shots over in power department.
In the power, and it sounded just like a gun?
Oh, it's a gun.
Plus, the new dispatch recordings painting a chilling picture of the VTA shooting massacre, how workers kept calm during the tense moments.
And the fog creating a bummer of a summer on the solstice evening when we might see another warm-up.
And a brood awakening, why it may be harder to find your favorite beer at local bars. Good evening. Thanks for joining us. I'm Juliette Goodrich.
And I'm Brian Hacker. We begin tonight with new details on a chaotic mass shooting at Oakland's Lake Merritt that sent huge crowds scrambling for cover. Oakland police say that about 5,000 people were hanging out on Lakeshore Avenue when gunfire erupted yesterday evening. One person killed, six injured. KPIX5's Da Lin live at the scene with the latest details. Da.
Brian, police have stepped up presence in this area. Very quiet on Lakeshore Avenue today. No big crowds, no big parties, and no vendors. But some witnesses tell me they're still traumatized by what they saw yesterday.
All I saw, the gunshot, and it said, pop, pop, pop. You know, after they shot the people, then they had three gun bullets hit the ground 5 feet away from me, and I was like, oh, my God.
This witness is still shaken up. No face. He fears retaliation.
Bam, pop, 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 pop. This guy rode up on a motorcycle, and it was just crazy.
Police arrested two men and recovered two guns. No motive. Unclear if they were shooting at each other or shooting at another group.
Looking in to see if this is connected to any gangs, groups, specific targets. We don't have those answers right now.
The sounds of gunfire caused panic and hundreds of people to run away, as seen in the surveillance video.
I didn't want to be trampled, so I actually ducked behind the porta potty over there. It was the crowd that was more dangerous at that point. It was a stampede, so to speak.
Some people either jumped or were pushed into the lake to avoid gunshots.
I got me and my baby in here.
Where your baby?
He right there.
Police say the mass shooting injured six people. They're in stable condition. They range from 16 to 27 years old. A cell phone video shows people helping a woman who was shot.
No, she ain't okay. She's bleeding a lot.
Police say a 22-year-old San Francisco man died.
I personally feel like it was 100% avoidable.
Neighbors say thousands of people came to Lakeshore to party, many of them celebrating Juneteenth, even though no official events here. Derek Godfrey says the police should have stepped up presence to prevent the shooting.
It's not a matter of over-policing, it's just the presence. Add some sort of, it is a nice balance.
But some council members have in the past criticized officers for monitoring events put up by people of color. As for this witness, he feels lucky.
Father's Day, thankful to be alive.
Now, those six shooting victims in stable condition, were they the intended targets or just caught in the middle?
Right. Oakland police say one victim was a vendor just selling stuff. We don't have information about the other five victims, but witnesses say it appears most of the victims were just bystanders caught in the crossfire.
In Oakland, that's Da Lin. Thank you.
The Juneteenth shooting is highlighting an alarming trend here in the Bay Area. Mass shootings are on the rise, especially in Oakland. The city has seen six this year alone. On June 6th, five men were shot at a family gathering in East Oakland. Before that, the VTA shooting rocked the South Bay. And 2 weeks prior, gunmen opened fire on a party bus in Oakland, killing two teens and wounding six women. Between May 8th and January 21st, Oakland saw three more mass shootings that left a total of 13 people wounded and one person dead.
New details on the VTA shooting in San Jose. Newly released dispatch recordings reveal how workers kept calm as the terrifying rampage unfolded.
We're a lockdown over here in Signals.
725, all right, got it. Do you have any other, anything further regarding this?
No, we just heard the shots over in power department.
In the power, and it sounded just like a gun?
Oh, it's a gun.
Shooting happened just after 6:30 in the morning on May 26th. As the gunman slowly made his way around the rail yard, he shot and killed nine fellow employees.
All right, just so I'll see you locked down over there, and then if you have any other update, give us a call, and then grab a radio just in case you need to get a hold of us.
Oh, I got a radio.
All right, sounds good. And then how many shots were fired?
At least 10 or 15, and people were screaming over there.
All right, got it.
Body camera video shows heavily armed officers slowly making their way toward the control center. It was there they found the gunman, 57-year-old Samuel Cassidy, slumped over a chair. Police say the VTA mechanic had turned the gun on himself.
New video of a wild night at Lake Merritt. Once the sun went down and families left the Juneteenth celebrations, dozens came out to watch this sideshow. Cars spinning donuts dangerously close to cheering spectators. Oakland police arrested at least one person and towed one vehicle.
Well, we're going to change gears, talk about what's been happening in the weather today. Finally got a fairly significant cool down, even though I guess it didn't feel cool in the East Bay. At least it wasn't as hot as it used to be.
90 degrees.
Plenty hot, but not as bad as it was.
Yeah, exactly. That's the best way to put it. It was definitely noticeable if you were right at the coast and in along the bay. That's where the temperatures really dropped. But if we wanted to see how this played out, you see the clouds just kind of streaming in there from the vantage point that we've got on top of the Salesforce Tower looking off towards the east. Let's switch over to the weather computer. I want to show you just how widespread that is. Everywhere you look on here. Along the coastline, it was all clouded over. And if you come in for a close-up look at home, you'll see it was just streaming right through the Golden Gate, right over towards the East Bay. That's what cool downs look like. And even though we didn't get the clouds over here, we did get the benefits. So it made it to 90 today, Concord, 93 Pleasant to 97 in Livermore. Still hot, but we're getting you in the right direction. You're going to be down into the 80s tomorrow. I'm going to show you the daytime highs for tomorrow coming up in a bit. Just know they're going to be better inland. In the Bay, they may not have to change all that much. We've pretty much already cooled back down to average, and we're pretty much going to stay right about there. And even up here in the North Bay, temperatures are not going to have to adjust a whole lot. And if you look outside now at the current numbers, it's still 84 in Concord. Yes, we have a cool down for like the first half of this week. But there's already signs of the next warm-up coming by the time we get to next weekend. So we're going to look at that as well coming up in the complete forecast. For now, Juliet, over to you.
Darren, thank you. Some progress on the battle against the Willow Fire near Big Sur. Slightly cooler temperatures kept the flames from growing much overnight, but there is still zero containment. The fire started Thursday night and has charred more than 2,000 acres in the Los Padres National Forest. And because of the rough terrain, fire crews are relying on airdrops to slow the spread. Well, traffic is moving again on the Bay Bridge after a solo car crash closed three lanes just east of the Yerba Buena Island Tunnel. Now, it happened just before 11:30 this morning when a car with two passengers overturned. An adult and a child were rushed to the hospital. No word on their injuries.
This evening, we are learning the identity of the man who drowned in the Bay Area's largest reservoir. Divers discovered the body of 22-year-old Billy Dye of San Jose yesterday in Lake Berryessa of Napa County. He was visiting the lake with friends on Friday afternoon when he drowned in the Pleasure Cove Marina. Investigators say that Lake Berryessa has a long history of drownings. It's about 250 feet deep and has steep drop-offs that can catch swimmers by surprise, and there are also no lifeguards.
This evening, Vacaville police are looking for a peeping Tom. He was spotted on surveillance video peeking into the window of a home on Lover's Lane before crawling away as if to avoid being seen. Investigators say the suspect was seen prowling around at least two other homes, and if you do recognize him, call Vacaville police.
San Francisco police have busted a man tied to a string of brazen drugstore thefts. The latest happened at Haight and Webster Streets yesterday morning. Police caught 40-year-old Jean Lugo Romero allegedly trying to clear the shelves of cosmetics into a duffel bag. Officers say they'd been searching for him in connection with several store thefts throughout the Northern and Mission districts since May. Taking a live look now at Berkeley, which will soon have a new high-rise hotel on the skyline. The 16-story Residence Inn is set to become the city's third tallest building. The Marriott-branded hotel will open this October with 331 extended-stay suites, 15,000 square feet of meeting space, and a rooftop bar and restaurant. The building will be located at the corner of Center Street and Shattuck Avenue downtown.
Well, dozens of dads enjoyed this Father's Day exploring the Oakland Aviation Museum with their families, and today it held its first open cockpit Father's Day. Many got a chance to check out the insides of famous vintage aircraft, and they also tested out flight simulators and took some flying boat tours. Many dads say they just loved being outdoors with their family, breathing fresh air without a mask.
It's the greatest feeling. It's so nice to be out, you know, kind of starting to feel like normal again a little bit. And, you know, Father's Day is just icing on the cake.
Today's event included live music, a barbecue, and model train and ham radio demonstrations.
Now on the road to recovery, the oldest music festival in the Bay Area is back. Stern Grove's concert series kicked off today under a canopy of giant redwoods and eucalyptus trees. Grammy Award-winning singer Lidisi from Oakland performed to a sold-out crowd this afternoon. Stern Grove, a summer tradition, now in its 84th year after an absence last year during the pandemic. Festival is back this year with 10 free concerts. The headliners included an eclectic mix of rock and roll bands, funk groups, and even the San Francisco Symphony.
Nothing but blessings. We're healthy.
We have a healthy little baby. We're with our family. And so, and then everyone's here to enjoy the reopening of Stern Grove. It's just awesome.
This is an important part of our city and our vibrancy to see these incredible artists. And so to miss it for a whole year and to have it back, we are going to party like we've never partied before. You think the roaring 20s and the 1900s or something, the 2000s are going to be even crazier.
Concerts are free, but online reservations are required.
And this evening, jazz legends are being memorialized in a new art installation in San Francisco. Starting this weekend, dozens of rare photographs of jazz musicians by the late Chuck Stewart are on display across the street from SF Jazz. Stewart was a preeminent jazz photographer for decades, and his work can be seen in the windows of a vacant building on Franklin and Fell Streets. The photos printed on synthetic leather include images of Dinah Washington, Quincy Jones, and Tony Bennett.
Great photographer Chuck Stewart. We're here on Juneteenth, actually, a great day for this great black photographer. A music that celebrates freedom, the day that celebrates freedom.
SF Jazz has been showcasing these types of installations since 2013. These photographs by Chuck Stewart will be up for at least a year.
New surveillance video shows the moments after a deadly crash at a Florida Pride parade. You see a truck with a rainbow flag crashing into a fence right before, off camera, the truck plowed into a crowd at the parade near Miami yesterday, killing one man and injuring another. Police are calling it a tragic accident. The driver and pedestrians are all members of the Fort Lauderdale Gay Men's Chorus. Driver stayed at the scene and cooperated.
Hot air balloon crash leaves three people injured in Colorado. This happened 20 miles south of Denver this morning. Police say six people were on board the hot air balloon. Three passengers were taken to the hospital. Police believe a strong gust of wind caused the crash.
Suspect has been arraigned on murder charges in the death of former U.S. Marine and UC Davis graduate who was studying in Russia. The body of 34-year-old Catherine Soreau was found in a wooded area near the city of Bor, about 250 miles east of Moscow. She moved from California 2 years ago to study law. Her mother told NPR that her daughter was in a hurry to get back to a business to clear up a payment issue. She texted, quote, "In a car with a stranger. I hope I'm not being abducted." A state news agency reports the suspect stabbed Soreau during a dispute. Russian news reports identified him as Alexander Popov and say that he had a record of violent crimes. New video of a complicated rescue off the Northern California coast. A U.S. Coast Guard helicopter shared this video of rescuers hoisting up six people. It happened yesterday, about 80 miles west of Crescent City. Coast Guard says that they were called in after the 79-foot boat the group was on began taking on water. All six passengers are expected to be all right.
Now to a rescue mission in Napa County. A CHP helicopter was called to Moore Creek Park in St. Helena after a mountain biker fell 50 feet down a ravine. This accident happened about 2 miles from the Moore Creek Park trailhead yesterday. Rescue crews carefully hoisted up the biker. She was then flown to the Lake Hennessy boat ramp where she was taken to a trauma center. We're also learning a CHP helicopter rescued a woman stuck between two rocks on Stinson Beach. Rescue swimmers responded yesterday evening and called for the helicopter to assist. The woman was then transported to a trauma center.
We're getting our first look at the Olympic Village in Tokyo. With about a month to go until the Games, the village includes a shopping plaza and apartments. About 11,000 athletes are expected to stay at the village, but there won't be a lot of partying like there has been at past Olympic villages. Organizers are enforcing COVID health protocols for the athletes, like dining alone, maintaining social distance, and wearing a mask.
In South Los Angeles, a beloved community organizer is spreading more goodwill this Father's Day. The woman known as Sweet Alice coordinated an event in Watts today to honor local fathers. Grocery store gift cards and clothing were handed out. Sweet Alice Harris also says this was her first ever Father's Day giveaway. Thanks for watching. 60 Minutes is next.
See you back here at 11. Until then, the news continues on KPIX.com. Now, good night.